Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, Luke O'Shea.
Ben, how are you, mate?
I'm really impressed with your album and more impressed with the Luke O'Shea story because you've been sort of cruising around and doing a whole heap of really cool stuff here and there. But the new massive thing in your world, you're doing this and committing to being on the road and working as an awesome muso permanently.
Yeah, well, after and 20 years of combining teaching and music, you know, the schizophrenic side of my personality is just shut down.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. My kids are all now at the age where I can actually start focusing on the road a bit more and just, you know, not having to worry about kind of, you know, making sure that they're all their nappies are sorted and the mother's got the system down, the routine's all sorted and, you know, the mortgage is under control. And when you're an independent artist, everything that you put into your passion has to come from you. And so it's been a lot of fighting, a lot of hard work, but it's finally at that stage where I can now start going, okay, there's no regrets. The kids know who I am. They're all at school doing great. Mortgage under control. Now it's time to get on the road.
Now, let's talk about the album. Here's one I prepared earlier, The Drover's Wife. It's available on iTunes. Gripper little album. Now, one of the things I love about your music is how you put your songs together and how the stories come together, because you're very much, or I would consider you to be very much a storyteller.
Thanks, mate. Oh, look, there's inspiration everywhere, mate. You just got to have the time and the discipline to kind of nut it out. You know, I think singer-songwriters are a strange breed of people because they're forever walking around with pens and paper and lyrics that stick and stories that stick and characters that they would like to kind of, you know, that inspire them to kind of write a story about. And so, mate, you know, if I don't write the song down, I don't sleep. And that's the story with most singer-songwriters. The inspiration's everywhere. You just got to have the time and the discipline to finish it off.
Wow. I like, you did quite well with the song The Drover's Wife. I'm really impressed with that one.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Well, that came from being read a poem when I was a kid. You know, the Henry Lawson poem by Henry Lawson. Yeah, but, you know, I was a boy about the same age as the kid that features in that poem when I first heard it. And here's his mother by herself, you know, who's exhausted and defeated, you know, and the dad wasn't around and the kid tries to stay up and help his mum, but, you know, to no avail. And he just says, blast me if I ever go droving, you know, because he was angry that his dad wasn't there. And I got that. I didn't understand why the dad wasn't there. At that age, you think money just grows on trees.
Yeah.
And it's not something you have to worry about. But as you get older, you realise the old man was out there working hard to save the farm and the family. And even 100 years on from that poem when it was first written, we're still turning our partners into drovers' wives. And, you know, me especially, and musos, and fly in, fly out miners, and truckies, and servicemen. So it's a song that is personal to me, but it relates to a lot of people out there today.
I'm a man and I'm putting bread on the table. I'm touring the country, seldom I'm home. And I think of my wife, oh, the love of my life, how she's raising our children on her own while I am gone. Blast me, for forever I'm droving, damn me, for I fell in love and I leave. And I know it's not right. Yes, I know it's not right. I've turned the one I love.
Well, that was part one of my Real Country Interview for this week. Be sure to join me next week for the conclusion, and we'll see you then.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine. drenching sheep and chasing steers, working hard with blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download The Long and Short of It's album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
If you've ever towed a big load, you'd know how important it is to have the right vehicle up front. There's nothing worse than looking at that next hill and worrying about how you're going to get up it. Then, of course, there's that awful feeling of holding up traffic simply because your tow vehicle, well, it just isn't up to the task. Towing a sizable load doesn't have to be such hard work because Performax International have a Chevy Silverado waiting for you. With a towing capacity above 10 tons, you'll never have to worry again. Check out the mighty Silverado now at performax.com.au.